everyone. My name is Asif and I lead Salesforce practice at Royal Cyber. So today we are here to present our another episode of Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce podcast series. And as part of today's session, we are going to talk more on the third-party CMS integration side of Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce in general, and Empliance in specific. So Empliance is a third-party CMS application. It's a part of Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce ecosystem. It's a rich in feature and a modern-day CMS application. From Empliance side, we are joined by Karen Len. Karen is Director Solution Engineering at Empliance. Thank you, Karen, for giving us your time today for this podcast. And I'm also joined by Iftikhar Khan from Royal Cyber, who is our Salesforce B2C Commerce Cloud Architect, and Foha Khalid, who is our B2C Composable Tech Lead. All right, Karen, again, I mean, thank you very much for taking time out for this podcast today.
No, thanks for having me. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, always a pleasure having you. And all right, so to begin with, Karen, tell us a bit about the thought process, because we know that you guys have an exclusive connector available for Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce, which is very rare in the market right now when it comes to comparing with the other third-party CMS applications. So what was the thought process behind developing this connector for Salesforce B2C Composable Commerce?
Sure. We've been a partner of Salesforce for a long time and have kind of over 95 customers that are using Empliance alongside B2C Commerce. Now, typically that's in the guise of Sitegenesis or SFRA, but Empliance really is a headless CMS. We work in a headless fashion, and when Composable Storefront came along, formerly PWA Kit, we were quite excited. We have a lot of experience in that. Now, going headless from Sitegenesis or SFRA, some customers, it's a big leap and it's a big learning curve. So when Salesforce released PWA Kit, we took that and we infused it with Empliance. We gave some reference code that we can use, some example code that we've given, where you can use Empliance to power content using either content IDs or delivery IDs, slots. We've also been able to use things like example code, where you can look at our real-time visualization or our virtual staging environments, where through the Empliance interface, you can see the live updates as you're modifying content. You see it in the visualization pane and see it there available to end users and to the business users in particular. We've also included things like the X-ray panel, where you can time travel forward to see what content is going to look like in the future, similar to the ways you would have been able to do it within Sitegenesis and SFRA. And we're working closely with Salesforce to enable, as that storefront preview capability comes available, that it's going to work with the Empliance X-ray panel. So really, it's been around giving partners, customers, an example of how things could work in the future when they're using Composable Storefront.
Excellent. And you talk about a few of the features. So, I mean, that's where my next question is. How do you see the roadmap or the product roadmap for the year 2024? Any new enhancements, features, especially you see that AI is being injected in almost every component which is being introduced now in the e-commerce side. So how do you see the new features coming from the Empliance side?
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of give a preview of the storefront preview that Salesforce is bringing. We try to keep in lockstep with Salesforce. So as and when they're releasing capabilities, that we try and make sure that they can coexist nicely and they work together. But the rest of the roadmap, as you say, everything is turning to AI. Empliance, we are a content AI company, so we're infusing AI in everything that we do. Now, we focus on the content creation process. How do merchandising content authors create content at speed? How can they react to market? And AI is something that is really going to elevate that. Now, it's not a case of AI for AI's sake. We've been very specific and very targeted in our AI use cases. So we have a number of what we call AI utilities. These are things like our AI Assistant, which is a rich text editor that integrates with the likes of OpenAI, ChatGPT. So you can create content. You can create blogs, you can use it for translations, a number of use cases that you can think of. We also then have things like integrations with Blip2, where we do alt text generation. So we're really looking at these performance gains that customers can use to build content quickly that is taking the mundane tasks and really removing those from the difficult parts or the uninteresting parts of the job, allowing content authors and creators to be more creative. And then we add on to things like SEO meta tagging. We've also included some really nice capabilities around our object detection within images, where we can then enhance that with shoppable videos and shoppable images. It's really an exciting time for us in Ampliance, especially as AI is, as you say, becoming so important nowadays.
All right. Excellent. I mean, these features would be really amazing as soon as they are out. So any, Karen, all these features, especially from the AI perspective, are they already out as part of your composable product, or they are yet to be out, you know, early next year?
Yeah, some of them are available. So things like our alt text generator, our AI assistant, as well as some of our recognition capabilities are already out. The other capabilities like background removal, which I didn't mention, that is available. It's a labs release and is available in our playground. And the rest of them are also things that are being released as lab releases, which are available on the Ampliance website to have a play and look at. And again, it doesn't have to be included in the starter kit or within the connector. These are sample and examples that customers can use and build their own. We'll never, ever limit them, or you don't have to wait for us to introduce it. And of course, relying on partners such as yourselves, you can take advantage of some of these capabilities as and when they're released.
Sure, of course. And I think that's where my next question is in terms of the partners. Now, there's a ISV ecosystem of Salesforce where Ampliance comes, and then there's a SI ecosystem, yeah, right, where Royal Cyber comes into the picture. So how do you see the contribution or the support which you may require or the Ampliance may require from the SIs like Royal Cyber?
I think you guys are so important because, again, we're the content CMS specialists. Yes, we know headless, but as you point out, there's a huge breadth within the ecosystem. And you have that view of what's the best search technology to use, or what's the best order management capability to use, and how do you stitch these into one cohesive experience for the customer. From a selfish kind of content creation perspective or content perspective, it touches not only the web store, it can add in things like to kiosks, to email marketing. We're not involved in those outer ecosystems, but you, as you know, SI such as Royal Cyber, can take advantage of that and bring it to life.
Sure. Yeah, excellent. All right, turning to Foha. Foha, you've been working on this composable commerce components from CMS Search and a lot of other sites. So I would like to know, I mean, when it comes to Ampliance, you know, when you guys started integrating Ampliance with Salesforce B2C composable commerce, how seamless it was, you know, how seamless the connector was to install on top of the React-based B2C composable storefront. And if any customer who comes in and they would like to install this connector, how easy you know, it is for them.
Right. So a lot of, we got an entire code from Ampliance, and this was basically a connector that would run on PWA kit and basically connect the dashboard of Ampliance with the sandbox, which we're currently using for our local instance. And this, running it after that, it runs a couple of automation scripts, which basically takes all of your content from your sandbox or from your instance to on Salesforce to Ampliance, and you pretty much have everything configured over there. And once it's already on the dashboard, then you can like kind of mold it, or you know, change its the orientation the way that you want. So it was pretty easy integrating it. We added a couple of enhancements on our end, but there was very limited work that we needed to do to get a demo site running. So it was pretty seamless, and it was pretty supportive. We were pretty supported from Ampliance side.
Excellent, Foha. Good to know. I think I'll come back to you, you know, for the demo, and we'll see how seamless it is. But before we do that, Iftikhar, so my next question to you is, you know, you've been working, you know, with a lot of customers When it comes to your experience working on different CMS, you know, and Ampliance as well, you know, how important, especially for those websites which are rich in content, right, which are multi-locale, multi-brand websites. So how do you see, you know, Ampliance can contribute when it comes to those kind of website where the content delivery is very important, very frequent on the daily basis? Merchandisers are publishing their content, you know, in different languages, different content assets, very frequently on the daily basis.
All right. So Ampliance does provide this support. When you set up the integration with Salesforce Commerce Cloud, so you need to just define some mapping of the locals, that locals you have inside your Salesforce Commerce Cloud. For example, your site is multi-local, or you have more than one sites, right? So you need to define the locals you have in your sites, a mapping document as a part of this integration. So based on that mapping document, whatever content you will list at the Ampliance sites, that will be mapped into the Salesforce Commerce Cloud site based on that local. So as you know that in Salesforce Commerce Cloud, we have two basic type of contents that we create, the content slots and the content assets. So what Ampliance does is it map the content you have created at the Ampliance site into the SFCC data model of the content assets and the content slots.
Okay.
And within the Salesforce Commerce Cloud, the content assets and the content slots are already multi-local supportive, right? So when you once you define that mapping, so it automatically integrate those content into the respective content assets and content slot based on that. So I think it's a pretty cool integration. So it's when the data is mapped into the Salesforce Commerce Cloud data model, it means that you can leverage all the scripts, the APIs Salesforce Commerce Cloud already have to pull back those content, to render those content into the storefront, whether it's the Sitegenesis, SFRA, or the Composable, right? The data is already there in the content source. Even you can schedule your content slots you have in the Salesforce Commerce Cloud at the Ampliance site. So just put the schedule over there, so it will be mapped with the respective content slot into the Salesforce Commerce Cloud. So I think if you have multi-local sites and multi-sites, so you can define those mapping as a part of this integrations, so you will be all good.
Sure.
I think Iftikhar raises a really interesting point, and this is one of the things that we find in Ampliance as well, is that customers are looking to see how they can work for Sitegenesis SFRA to Composable, and some may have mixed modes. So one of the ones that we often talk about is, as you say, publishing the content into content assets and content slots in SFRA and Sitegenesis, but in Composable Storefront, it publishes and it's consumed directly from Ampliance. So again, it's giving you the better workings on the older storefronts as well as into the new ones.
Correct. Yes, Karen. And actually, the reason I asked this question, because we've seen a lot of customers, who are actually more rich in content, who have, more frequent changes from the storefront, from the merchandising perspective, from the pricing perspective, from the promotions, discounts, all these offers, they work in the hourly basis. They have different teams based on different geographical regions, different websites, working in different time zones, they want to have this kind of CMS system where the content is getting to the customer, to the shopper more quickly, instead of waiting for days to publish an official release, on production. So that's where Ampliance comes into the picture, and that's where my question was. Karen, there's one important question which I'll ask you, but before I do that, let's go over a demo quickly with Foha. Foha, so yeah, please go ahead and show us a bit of, give us the kind of a sense and the feel of this integration of Ampliance with B2C Composable Commerce.
Sure. I'm sharing my screen. I hope you can see it.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the site that we developed where we have all of this, whatever you can see over here, this is all coming from Ampliance. this is after we made the connector. You can see this footer as well, all this slider over here. You've got, you know, banners, images, you've got like this catalog over here, and then you've got the shop of the look, which comes from another external integration from Ampliance. And then you've got these categories, so let's go and take a look at a PLP as well. You can see over here we've got all of this, we've got these sliders again, and this grid itself is also customized from the dashboard. So you can see you can customize your entire site, including your homepage, your PLP, your PDP. You can do all of that from this dashboard. This is the Ampliance dashboard. This is what it looks like. And you can see over here, these are the contents that we're using. You can see them listed according to how recently you edited it. You can scroll down and see the type. This is like a pretty one look visual representation of everything, all the activity that you've been doing on this dashboard. You can see the content types listed here, when you published, when you've modified things. Moving on to the content, all of this content over here came from the automation script that I was talking about before. So we ran that automation script. And for example, if we were to land on the main navigation, these are all the categories that are picked up from our instance. So you can see new arrivals, men's, women's, these are all things that Ampliance picked up from our sandbox. And over here, it is also populated. You can set up your grids. Take a look at that as well.
And as Fahad's talking about, this is a capability we call hierarchies, which is a way of configuring taxonomies. In this case, a slightly contentious one around navigation or the top level nav, where some customers would sort of say, arguably, this needs to come from e-commerce. But what we find in, as you say, Lala, about customers wanting to add content quickly, the navigation is one of those examples where you'll have some information coming from your product catalog, so your new arrivals, men, women, but you may also have things like Christmas or shipping conditions or new deals or new promotions, which is arguably something that is coming from content.
Yeah, sure. That's another thing that makes Ampliance really great, because normally with CMS that you have out there, you've got, you know, static content, because static content is easier to deal with. But in Ampliance, you've got all of that, and it's also dynamic. You can schedule it, you can preview as well, see what it looks like in the future, as Karen mentioned in the beginning. So this is what our men's PLP, this is where we're configuring it. You can see over here, we've got this grid, which is basically this one right here, and we've configured the slots, so we've told it what image to put in there. We can give it links to where to click would lead to. And if we were go to a dashboard, I can show you the other great feature that we have to offer, which is virtualization. So over here you can see menswear, which is basically this banner that's coming up here. So just for an example, let's look at how you can edit something in real time. You can see this says menswear here, and if I want to change this to maybe men's fashion, so you can see this is being configured in real time. I can see what any content of my site would look like in real time. I can change its alignment as well. So you can have this changed over here. You can have this, you know, pretty much anything you want to do, you can just like change it from here, see what it looks like, and then you can just save and publish.
And Lala, you're asking about some of the AI capabilities. If you scroll up to the top left and just click just a little bit down, there's a little pink stars. If you just scroll underneath the image, there you go. And there's an alt text, so the generate button. So what this does is it recognizes, clicks on that, and it's going to look at that. And it's hopefully going to come back with a rack, a hat, and a jacket, and several items on it. So again, AI in real life.
Excellent. Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. This is great. And we have been working on this, Karen, for like around, I think, a month or so. And there's just so much in this that we are constantly learning about more things. It's just pretty much endless.
And this actually reduces... Karen, this like for example, this feature which you just shown us, this AI feature. I mean, this reduces a lot of effort from the marketing people side. You know, from the merchandiser who may have to write all this or think about it, spend a lot of time to just think about this kind of tagline. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it may not be perfect, because one of the key things that we talk about AI is that sometimes it gets it wrong. You know, it can hallucinate and it can do things that is a bit strange, but we're giving you the controls that you're going to have a human can go and see, is that right? Is that wrong? Can I tweak it? Maybe I need to change it. But ultimately, as you say, it's saving them time.
Yeah. And one very basic question for Foha or Karen, any one of you can answer. And I'm asking this from the customer's perspective. So any new customer, you know, Karen, at the start of this conversation, you said that you already have somewhere around 100 of customers who are already on Ampliance, right? Who either from the side Genesis or SFRA side. So for example, if they plan to move to Composable, for sure they will go for Ampliance. But the other customers, the new customers, now, for example, if any customer who's using out of the box page designer, they do have content assets, content slots created already within the Salesforce B2C commerce ecosystem. So as soon as Foha, you integrate this connector, you know, with Composable, are you getting all those content assets and slots which are already created, which are part of already B2C commerce CMS system within this tool?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, because PWA Cater Composable Storefront doesn't necessarily have that concept of slots and so on. That's a content assets type of discussion. So it's not a very simple kind of yes, it does or no, it doesn't. It really does depend. But what we do is we're very experienced with helping move customers. And we've done this so the likes of Sweaty Betty, Duluth, Elf Cosmetics, who've gone from SFRA to Site Genesis to Composable Storefront, we will help them along the way. And obviously relying on partners such as yourselves to help them on that transition is quite important. And we also have a lot of customers that are Ampliance customers that are on other e-commerce platforms that have the assets already in Ampliance and are therefore available. So when they look at going to Composable Storefront, they can go live quite quickly.
Quickly, yeah. Foha, how has been your experience when it comes to these contents which are already there in B2C commerce?
As mentioned by Karen, we are still in the exploring phase for that and how it's working with PWA Kit. And as soon as we've got that up and running for PWA Kit, we'll surely look into how to move it onto Ampliance.
Sure. Okay. All right. Karen, one last question. It's a very important question, which has been asked by most of the customers whenever we connect with them in terms of the third-party CMS, especially customers who are mid-level customers when it comes to budget, right? So how the pricing model works, I'll ask from both the directions. So any customer who's already on Ampliance from SFRA or Site Genesis side, and if they move to Composable, would there be any additional licensing cost which they will have to pay, or they will carry on with the similar subscription model? And plus the customers who are new, they are not on Ampliance and they want to get started with Ampliance. So how the pricing model works?
Yeah, so we're very proud that we have a very simple pricing model. It's a subscription model and it's priced per visits per month, unique visitors per month. So it's how many visits you're getting to the site. Nice and simple, easy. We can get that out of any GA or any of their metric or analytics to find that out. And for that, you get as many brands as you like, as many locales, as many environments. We really don't mind. So customers that are existing on SFRA Site Genesis and want to go to Composable Storefront, there's no additional licensing available or required from an Ampliance perspective. And net new customers that are coming onto the platform, it's a really nice, simple model to explain, understand, and to also forecast.
Okay. So when you say visitors, it means that the shoppers who comes on the storefront, guests or registered users, right?
Correct. And not even guests or registered, it's just people coming to visit the site. So sure. Think of a session as you come into the site and you browse, that's a session.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I think we are good. I think we covered almost everything which we wanted to cover as part of this podcast. And thank you again, Karen, for giving us your time and being the part of this podcast. It is always a pleasure having you. And hopefully we'll have some more to coming.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's a big task covering all of these topics in such a short time. And thanks for having me. And thanks for all the great work that you guys do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Iftikhar. Thank you, Fuha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.